This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Talk some Mizzou football with TJ Moe at 11:30. And the story of the David Freeze triple and that ball, it's a good one, coming up at 11 o'clock. The big story yesterday in St. Louis sports was St. Louis University got a commitment from Cartier Gordon, top 10 junior in the country, a junior at Webster Groves High School who plays for the great Jay Blossom, who joins us now. Coach, good to be with you. How you doing?
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having me on. Good.
So you've seen him quite a bit. You haven't actually had a chance to coach him in games yet. You'll do that for the next couple of years. When you watch Cartier Gordon play, what do you see?
Well, I mean, I think he's improved greatly in the past year. I mean, he's become a more complete player, but he's almost got point guard handles, but he's obviously a 4-5. He's 12, 15 foot jump shot is as good as anybody I've ever coached. And, I don't know, his motor's running, I think, a little higher than it used to run. And he's been really, really good for us so far.
And as a kid, he may have been thick. Now I saw him yesterday and he's chiseled, 6'9", 255.
Yeah. We finally got him in the weight room and he resisted for a week or two, and then all of a sudden he started, kind of getting busy with it. And he was strong before. Now he's a freaking beast. So it's paid off. And he's worked hard on his conditioning. I mean, when he first came here, just getting up and down the court a few times was a little bit of an issue. But now he can run for long periods of time.
I saw him play his freshman year a few times in high school, and unlike a lot of big kids, he really embraced being on the block and doing the dirty work and posting up and just overpowering people as a freshman against seniors. But the one thing that I get from the SLU people, I've seen him since he was 12 years old, is, boy, the ball skills. I mean, he really handles the ball and runs, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's, this open gyms, that we've had this, fall, I mean, gosh, just, ripping down a rebound two-handed and all of a sudden shoot behind the back, between the legs, another behind the back, and all of a sudden, a crush on the other end. So he really does have almost point guard-type handles. And we're going to play a lot in the high post and pinch post and, allow him to use some of his skills there, which I think will, really benefit him because he's not just, a big guy who goes on the block. He can do a lot of other things and do them really, really well.
He's roughly the same height as Jason Tatum. How does he compare with Tatum in your mind?
Well, I mean, he's more, just looking at his body, more of a, a physical player, but he does have some of that finesse. I don't know. I mean, they're different type players, in my opinion, as far as that. I mean, Cartier's not going to be somebody who's going to be shooting, 25 footers and different things along those. At least I don't think he is. For us this year, but I mean, I think the thing about Cartier, I think his best basketball is still in front of him. I think he's always been obviously very, very good, taller than anybody else. But, I think his work ethic, I think, has really picked up here in the last year and a half. And, he's getting some pretty good guidance and he's working with some pretty good people. So I think with that, his upside, I think is really high.
How would you characterize the way SLU got him? And you saw some of the recruiting probably up close.
Yeah, I mean, they did what they should do. I mean, they were involved. They were in our gym a lot. They came to a lot of the open gyms and, established relationships. And, I wasn't aware that he was going to pull the trigger this quick. And I'm always kind of a believer in waiting a little bit. The kids are, I don't know if Cartier knows what he's going to do on Friday night, let alone. But, he liked the coaches and liked the campus and decided to make the decision. So, I think he's just talking to him yesterday, he felt pretty relaxed about it and kind of ready to move forward and hopefully try to win state title this year.
So you got another outstanding player, Courtney Ramey, your point guard. Who is heavily involved with him? And I don't know if he's listed his finalist for schools, but how do you see that one?
Well, I mean, he's, Louisville's involved, Illinois, Arkansas, Texas, Creighton, Iowa. I mean, you name it, they're pretty much all coming. And, you know, I think Patino was supposed to be in town on Friday or next Friday. So, you know, I know our coaching staff's looking forward to that at least. And, you know, he's pretty close to the vest, but I mean, he's got a lot of different options, and he's doing a pretty good job of doing his homework and kind of seeing who they're bringing in the class of 2017 and when his opportunities to play, you know, maybe earlier than some places are. So he's doing a good job with it, and said he's had a really good off season and kind of looking forward to getting started on Monday.
So it's likely that he won't go local.
I guess anything's a possibility, but I would say there's some leaders above local right now. Yeah.
How does he compare with, you've had some pretty good point guards over the years. One of them, Drew Hanlon, is a coach of the Stars now. What's Ramey like?
Well, I mean, he's more athletic, you know. Drew, I don't want to hurt Drew's feelings, which is hard to do, obviously, but, you know, he's more athletic. He's, you know, he's a definitely a pass first, type point guard. When Drew came here, Drew was, you know, a shoot first type guard. But, you know, I mean, Courtney loves to share the basketball. He's really good coming off ball screens. He's the best rebounding guard, you know, I've ever coached. I think he's the best rebounding high school kid, you know, guard wise that I've ever seen. He's kind of the whole package. So, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't trade Drew for anything either, but I mean, they're both great players. But I mean, I said the athleticism, the rebounding, stuff like that is, I think, probably what separates them a little bit.
Good stuff. Coach, honored to have you on the program. We will talk soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Frank.
All right. Take care. Jay Blossom, head coach at Webster Groves. Imagine having a high school team where you got one guy who's a top 10 player, who's a junior, and then his point guard, who's also a junior, being recruited by Rick Pitino in Louisville. I kind of like their chances against maybe Parkway South this year. What do you think?
Against Kirkwood? I think they should do just fine.
I don't want to disparage those schools, but if you got two,
but
two of your five.
Travis Ford aren't visiting those gyms right now. They're visiting.
All right. So the story is Cespedes may opt out of his contract with the Mets.
I think it's becoming more official? Likely that, not so much official. I don't think it can be official until after the World Series is over, but the report is it is believed that he will be opting out. He signed a 3-year, $75 million deal, and I believe there was an opt-out after this season, maybe even after the second season, too. But looks like that is likely. I think he had a very good year for the Mets. 31 home runs, 86 runs batted in, a .530 slugging, and an .884 OPS. So he'll get paid again this offseason.
Yeah, and you think about it, he has hit 30 or more home runs three consecutive years. And he hits for average. His OBP lifetime is .325. And he also feels his position okay.
Well,
right? He's not a butcher.
He's kind of erratic at times.
Yeah, he's erratic, but he's a good left fielder. It seems like consistently he's good in left field. You probably wouldn't want him as a center fielder. But again, it goes back to that conversation. If you look at it from the Cardinals' perspective, that a guy like Cespedes slotting in left field and keeping Grichuk in center makes your defense overall in the outfield better, because essentially you're going from Holiday and Moss, who were below average defenders in left, to Cespedes, who's actually an above average left fielder.
And you can live with Grichuk in center if you have Cespedes' bat and a solid fielder in left.
I agree with that.
I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah, boy, that would be interesting. And so the contract, if he's opting out of he's got 2 years left at $50 million, you got to think that, you know, this would have to be like how old is he now?
He's 31.
31? 31.
Yeah, just turned 31 this month.
Oh, happy birthday.
It'd be a minimum of 5 years. Well, they have all these opt-outs. I don't know what to say. It'll be $25 million a year for sure. I wonder why he's leaving, because he's so popular there.
Because the free agent market is just
so he's going to cash in.
I mean, he might just resign at the Mets for more money.
Yeah, but, and they're certainly still in play.
Yeah, there's nothing in the free agent market this year. So he'll be, as opposed to last year where it was Hayward and Upton along with Cespedes, he'll be the number one target when he wasn't that last season.
Is he going to hit like, is it going to be a deal where he gets $30 million a year, or is it going to be like he cashes in for 5 or 6 years at 27 or 28?
Yeah,
he'll have that opt out after two, and
right.
These opt outs are really just crazy.
But the opt out will be only if he were to, you know, continue. Say he gets a really lengthy deal at 6 to 8 years, to like a end of career type deal just to really cash in. But then the next 2 years, he really excels and says, I could extend this thing even further, and that would be the reason to opt out. So he's in a really good spot is the way I look at it.
All right. Before we go to break, quick word about our good friends at McBride and Son. This is the month. This is the month. It is called the Very Big Fall Sale. Buyers of a quality new McBride home in October will receive an additional $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. You heard that right. Buy a new McBride home in the month of October and get thousands in cash for use at closing. With nearly 50 communities in the St. Louis area, new homes in nearly every price range, including over 100 ready-to-move-in inventory homes, McBride Homes has something for you. From West County to St. Charles to South County, St. Louis City, Metro East, that means McBride has the right home in the right location for you. Don't miss the McBride and Son home sale. It's the very big fall sale this October only. McBride and Son Homes, they are everywhere you want to live. We'll take a timeout. The story behind the David Freeze ball right after this.